producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Sure hope you have having a nice weekend. Glad you joined us. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. We've been talking a lot about the Pope's visit to the United States, the huge impact he made, and the fact that a number of people are doing some soul searching about the future of the Catholic Church, the future of their own religion. One writer who happens to be a longtime friend of mine's name is Jason Berry. He is an investigative reporter. He's a colorful author. He's written about everything from politics to particularly the Catholic Church, written several books about the Church, Voice of Silence, dealing with the whole episode of the abusive priests in the Church, and also his latest book, Render Unto Me, The Secret Life of Money in the Catholic Church. I want to get his take on the changing attitude towards the Church, and will this new Pope address some of the problems that have been so prevalent in recent years. Hey, Jason Berry, glad you joined us today on the Common Sense Show. Oh, we haven't got Jason yet. We'll get him going on here a little bit because, like I said, and let me know, Daniel, when you get him on the show. My producer's trying to get him. We're having a hard time getting him so far. But, again, the point I'm making is that this may be a pretty good time to try to resolve a lot of these problems and get it behind us and let the Church be a more positive force, which it certainly is. I mean, 1 billion people identify as Catholics. Unfortunately, a large number don't go to church regularly. They came into the church hereditarily through their parents, and they haven't made that leap to where they become really committed Catholics. And that's true to some degree with a lot of religions in the world and in our country today. So when we get Jason Berry on the phone, we'll come back to you. In the meantime, let me talk to you about a couple of things that concern me. Big football weekend. Hey, everybody's following their favorite college team and their pro team. I mentioned this last week on the show. I have a problem, and I think it's a huge problem, of these major schools playing the AA or the smaller schools just to get a big record up there. All the big schools do it. They'll play some minor school, pay them some money to come to their home. Usually the average is about $600,000, $650,000. So a little school that's trying to make its program work jumps at the money and goes and plays the big giants, knowing they're going to get defeated. What, Ole Miss has won a couple of games, 78-10 or 78-3. LSU has done it, my home school down here in Louisiana, Ohio State, all over the country. These schools are playing smaller schools just to keep their record up there and bring the fans in, showing, oh, we're off to a great start. We're going 3-0. We won 3. I haven't lost anything. Well, they haven't gotten into their conference yet. You see what's happening. And I think it's a problem. First of all, it's not very interesting. Who cares about some minor school that your major school is playing? It's a nothing game. You don't pay much attention to it. Your home schools or one of the big power schools gets off to a huge early start and then just beats up on these poor folks. And it's a mercenary kind of thing because the smaller school does it for money. And I've talked about that a lot, I think. And one thing I mentioned was that these smaller schools often don't even offer athletic scholarships. If they do, they're very few in number. So as a consequence, you've got this big 300-pound lineman for a major school that is going to go to the pros, who works out 12 months out of the year, has trainers, huge muscle, strong guy, going to get some walk-on, a kid who's 190, and he's a walk-on, he's just doing it for fun. There is tremendous opportunity or a tremendous chance then injury will take place. And I mentioned this three or four occasions, and it happened this weekend. Georgia, who I think is, what is Georgia ranked, number 4 or 5 in the country? They're a big national power, always in the top 10. Georgia beat up on Southern University 48-6. And it should have been higher, bigger than that, I guess. Southern kind of hung in there pretty good. But what happened when the game took place was that a receiver for Southern, a young man called Devin Gales, was hit very hard in a helmet-to-helmet hit, and those are always so dangerous, and he's paralyzed. He's got a spinal injury. I don't know how bad it is. I hope we'll all say a prayer for this young man, Devin Gales, at Southern University. I hope he's okay. It would be horrible for him to be paralyzed in any way. I don't care whether he's able to play back on the football team or not. That's not important in the scheme, in his life. I just hope he's well. He's not going to be injured for the rest of his life. So Southern gets $650,000 to pay this giant Georgia, and in return, they get one of their athletes who could be injured for life with a spinal injury. So I just think it's terrible. I think if you're a Big Ten school, play other Big Ten schools. Maybe as a rivalry, play a school out of the Big Ten, but play someone on your level. But that's what football's all about. Let's don't do the pity-pat football where you beat up on some little AAA school that doesn't even give out scholarships. And then you just to do it to make your record look good and to pack the fans in for a big, huge blowout. Oh, we got a great season. Well, of course, then 3 or 4 games into the season, you play someone on your level. You end up getting knocked down and not doing all that well. And so, and then the danger for the small school, sure, it's great to get the money, but what cost, what price do you pay for the money? What price do you pay for the money? In this case, this young man who has a spinal injury, who and again, I'd ask you again to say a prayer for Devin Gales at Southern University. A huge romp, 48-6. Georgia's number 7 in the country. Play a team on your level, Georgia and LSU and Ohio State and Stanford. Play a, you know, if Georgia wants to play a good school, go play Notre Dame. Go play Ohio State. Go toe-to-toe with this. And let's change the power ratings. Or maybe you lose a couple of games, but you've played such a great schedule, you're still going to get into the playoffs. That's how it should be. That's how college football should be. Not playing the smaller school who does it for the money and puts their players at risk. So shame on Georgia for scheduling a game like that. And to some degree, shame on Southern. I know they're desperate for the money and they want that money. But I'm not sure I'm definitely not sure it's worth the risk of a young man's life who doesn't pump up like the kid who's going to the NFL do. They stand toe-to-toe against each other. And it's a dangerous sport, and we encourage that danger by these huge payouts, allowing these big giant schools for the first 4 or 5 games of the season to play schools where you wouldn't even know who they are. Where they're located, it's just completely off the charts, and it shouldn't be allowed to take place. So I just share that with you and giving you my own perspective of what I think is a real, real shame. We're going to still try to get Jason Berry on to talk about the Pope. I'll tell you that, you know. we got Jason on now? Okay. We've been looking for you for about 15 minutes, Jason Berry, but we're going to take a pause here in a minute. But I'm glad you're on. We got about a minute here right now. I told our audience that you are a prolific writer. You've written a number of books, particularly focused on the Catholic Church. And what I want to ask you is, I want to ask you about your thoughts with a new pope coming over here. Do you think some of these problems you've written about, financial mismanagement, you've written about the whole scandal involving priests and these young boys, you've gone into great detail about all these issues. Now, I'm setting you up here for what I think will be a lively discussion when we come back. We're talking with Jason Berry. My website, and you can find all about Jason on my website, which is www.jimbrownusa.com. Go to that website. You can sign up for the weekly columns I put out. You can have some fun, see some comedy, and see some serious issues that we talk about here on the Common Sense Show. So here's what you do. I want you to freshen up your coffee, and we're going to come back here and just about 1 minute with Jason Berry to talk about his great books and his view on the future of the Catholic Church, whether internally they're going to address a number of serious problems. Freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're trying to get a balance on the Pope's visit to the United States and some of the problems the church has faced, and whether or not there's an opportunity to do some cleansing and kind of be more positive into the future with a whole mirage of problems that have happened in the past. Jason Berry is my guest. He's a prominent author who's written extensively about the Catholic Church, not in a particularly good light, talking up the financial problems and some of the problems with Catholic priests abusing young boys. All the information about Jason's on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Jason, aren't you in the nation's capital? Were you able to see any of the pomp and circumstance of the Pope's visit up there?
Yes, Jim. I've been following it every day and filing articles for the Ground Truth Project. I'm a religion correspondent for that organization. I spent 2 weeks in Cuba before the Pope arrived in America. In fact, I left Havana just before his arrival in Cuba. So I've done a long series, and what really stands out from these Ground Truth reports that I've done is the sweeping way in which he has come to the United States and galvanized the media coverage. I have never seen entire Catholic masses broadcast in their entirety, as we've seen on CNN and Fox. I was actually interviewed for an hour on Fox the other day by Shepard Smith, and from the perch high above the grounds overlooking the National Basilica, it was really quite a breathtaking sight. So I think on the one hand, what Francis has done is really change the media narrative on the Catholic Church by speaking to Congress as he did, calling for care of the earth, help for the unborn. He's used the phrase repeatedly, everything is connected. And the other major theme of this trip is radical mercy, forgiving people. Now, having said all that, just this morning the news broke that he did meet with five survivors of sexual abuse at a private meeting in Philadelphia before he spoke to the bishops assembled there. You know, this is the issue that has been the continuing thorn, you might say, in the side of church leadership. They have made important changes, but they still have a long way to go before turning the corner on that crisis. You mentioned the financial scandals. The last book I did, Render Unto Rome, deals in great depth with the Vatican Bank scandals. However, it was published before Francis became Pope. And I would give him pretty good marks in the way he has handled the financial crisis, at least as the Vatican goes. He has overseen the implementation of pretty substantial reforms. They've removed a great many people, their accounts. I think Rene Brouhart, who is the man now in charge of oversight, the financial, you know, oversight dimension at the bank, has had a free rein and has gone quite far in steering the Vatican Bank into alignment with the standards of the European and international banking communities. So I think what we're seeing is a reform pope. Certainly one who speaks truth to power, went into Congress and told them that they should save the earth. I don't think that's exactly a high point on the agenda of the Republican leadership. But these kinds of messages take time to play out. And I think the thing that is so striking to me is how overwhelming the media coverage has been.
Let me ask you this, if I can. How much authority does the Pope have on all these problems? Can the Pope just, once you're Pope, can you operate in terms, I'm going to fire you, you're fired, you head of the bank, you're out, I'm putting this person in? Does the Pope have that kind of authority to make those kinds of major changes just on his own initiative?
On the Vatican Bank, absolutely. Yeah, it's his bank. I mean, he can, you know, look, it's a very good question, Jim, because the previous popes, Benedict XVI and John Paul II, were detached from the Vatican Bank. They assumed that it was there, that it would provide a certain measure of money for them to make philanthropic donations. I mean, Benedict, for example, gave $250,000 to rebuild in Haiti, you know, one of the schools that had been destroyed during the terrible earthquake several years ago. There's quite a lot of papal philanthropy. And oddly, we do not have a thorough listing of how much Francis has given away. But I think, given the openness of the press office under this pope, that we will probably get that data. But as far as your question, yes, he has the power to remove people from that institute within the Vatican, and has done so. I mean, he's fired a number of people and replaced them with others, and more so, he has approved from his advisors, one of whom I know well and have had long conversations with on background, not for attribution. He's approved the hiring of financial consultants from Wall Street. Promontory is one of the organizations that companies that the Vatican hired to basically try to scrub out the toxic assets which the bank has had. It was used really to for very privileged account holders in decades past who could move money any way they wanted. And it's pretty clear that certain people who were connected to organized crime did use it periodically, and with so much oversight now on laundering of funds from narcotics, the European banking system stiffened their regulations greatly, and it was under Pope Benedict that the Vatican basically invited a group called Moneyval. And it is the oversight mechanism in Europe. They're based in Paris, and they came in and did it was a 200-page report. I read it, and I stayed awake the whole time reading it. It's rather plodding prose, but, you know, it was very clear on reading it how far they had to go, and they have now come a far piece.
Well, it looks like they have, and as you say, these problems don't work themselves out quickly. It takes a long period of time, but which shows you the huge responsibility. You've got these being the spiritual leader to where it takes if you're in prayer and you're dealing with a spiritual life and giving example to the whole world, then you've also got to have your advisors to deal with the financial issues and the mechanics, the bureaucracy of running the church. Huge undertaking. Jason, we've got to take a break right now. You got time to stay with us for just one more segment?
I do indeed.
Okay, got Jason Berry on. Go to my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Jason's written a number of books about the Catholic Church. Fascinating guy. We'll come back and talk with him some more right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming. that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're talking with Jason Berry, a prominent author that focuses in on issues involving the Catholic Church, although he's written about a variety of things. You can see all of Jason's publications on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Jason, now you're a Catholic, aren't you, by commitment, and you consider yourself a practicing Catholic, correct?
Yep. I am indeed.
And what do you think that people, what are you finding, both with yourself and other Catholics that you know, has all of the controversy in recent years diminished their commitment to the Church, or do they feel like, look, these crises are man-made, I can push those aside and still focus on the basic premises that I've learned in terms of my beliefs? I ask you that because there's diminishing numbers of Catholics that have left the Church, and many who say they're Catholics but don't actually practice. What's your view on the damage done up till now, and where do you think the Church will go from here in terms of numbers and the growth?
Well, you've asked several questions. I think for many people who are Catholic and have been troubled, certainly as I have, he is a ray of hope. He speaks truth to power in a way that past popes have not really done, or at least Benedict did not. John Paul, more so, at least vis-a-vis the Soviet Empire. He has, I think, a common touch. He has touched people really throughout the televised world by this trip, and making the environment an issue in the way that he has done, I think, is a major breakthrough not only for the Catholic Church, but for the world. I mean, we've got to protect our planet. Having said that, I have written about his handling of the abuse crisis. He did not have a very distinguished record as the Cardinal Archbishop of Buenos Aires. Basically, he did not meet with victims. From everything that has been reported there that I've read, he was not trying to plug the dike, but he wasn't in a, say, forward-moving reform position either. In Rome, he has been different. He has met with abuse survivors, as he did this morning in Philadelphia. He has created a tribunal to weigh charges against negligent and complicit bishops. That is a very important move, because that's really the core of the problem. Bishops who would not remove priests who did this and oftentimes sent them on to new assignments where they abused others. You know, this is a crisis that has been unfolding over 30 years now, and this is the largest organization in the world. It has 1.2 billion people. It's spread across many countries with many different legal systems. And I think it's taken a long time for the Vatican to come to terms with it. John Paul gave little leadership, if any, on this issue. Benedict was better, and I would say that Francis has been better than Benedict and is moving forward on it. It remains to be seen whether this tribunal will actually have teeth and whether we will see substantive changes take effect.
Now, he was selected, Pope Francis was selected by the Council of Cardinals, all the council, they're all the cardinals in the world. The cardinals have been pretty much portrayed as being fairly conservative. They picked Francis as their pope, having picked, as you pointed out, a variety of more conservative popes in the past. I wonder, just from your off-the-record conversations with a number of people around the church, how do you think that the majority of cardinals feel about Francis? Do you think they're satisfied with him? Do you think he's being a little too proactive and being too progressive for the church? Or what's your thoughts on did they make a mistake? what do you think the cardinals are feeling right now?
Well, I would put it this way, and I got quite a lot on this. My last trip to Rome, I was there throughout the month of June doing a series of articles, and I think what struck me the most is the realization among many of these cardinals and bishops that they have a truly powerful global personality who is in charge of the church, a man who is comfortable with power, a man who is very adroit in pushing the Vatican on a course of internal reform, which neither of the previous two popes was able to do. So in that sense, he stacks up very well with many of these cardinals who elected him. There is a small number who are very dissatisfied that he made the comment, "Who am I to judge?" when asked about a gay priest. And the fact that he has put such a focus on the forgiveness of sins, I think, concerns some of them as well. Look, the church is theologically conservative and pastorally quite liberal. The idea that you have permanent rules that people are expected to obey in a moral context, and at the same time, a tremendous obligation to reach out and help the poor and people on the margins of society. And frankly, this is a lesson that the United States has lost. If you look at what's going on politically, poor people have been demonized by, you know, the right-wing political thrust of this country. If you don't have it, Jack, get off the boat. I mean, that is the mentality. So he shakes up a lot of people's boats, quite frankly. I interviewed a woman in Cuba the other week, who said that his message of radical mercy — this is a woman who runs Caritas, which is kind of like a church, almost like a social safety net for the failed Cuban government — but she said, "Mercy is a message that shakes everyone's ground." And I think that is a sonic boom truth with regard to those bishops who feel that he is not vividly conservative enough. He hasn't made any change in doctrine, But his change of approach has indeed shaken some people up. So the meeting that's going to happen in October, a big conference on the family in the Vatican, will have many of these conservative bishops, you know, calling for stronger measures to uphold church teaching. The reality is, you know, the church is a big tent. You've got people who vote blue and people who vote red in this country and in every country. And I think he's arguing that there needs to be a great middle ground and that we have to come together. As he said, everything is connected in the ecology encyclical. So, you know, I take it all in context. I'm encouraged by it as a Catholic, and as a journalist, I consider it one of the great stories of our time.
Well, you've written eloquently about it in so many ways. GroundTruthReports.com, that's a website that you regularly write for, correct?
It's the GroundTruthProject.org.
GroundTruthProject.org?
Yes, sir, that's what it is.
Okay, I want to put that up on our website for our listeners to go to. So, well, Jason, listen, as always, thanks. I appreciate you giving us your overview, particularly since you've been in Washington, you're in Cuba, you've kind of followed the Pope's tracks, and we'll look forward to your future articles. And I want to tell our listeners that Jason's books about the Catholic Church and some other fun stuff he's written, quite frankly, are on our website at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, enjoy your stay up there. Look forward to seeing you back here in Louisiana.
Thank you, Jim, so much. Always a pleasure.
Take care. Jason Berry, interesting guy. He has written, he as good writers do, he hasn't done so from where he lives. He's traveled extensively to Rome. As you said, he's had conversations with the higher echelons of folks in the Catholic Church, and that's why he writes this great book. So I've enjoyed reading so many. Rendered Under Rome, fascinating book about the financing. You know, you don't think about the church as like a, you know, you got a billion people. It's a huge corporation, massive corporation. One more segment to go. Hope you'll stay with us. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my regular newsletter, see who's on the show every week, and get it all right there in your mailbox. So freshen up your coffee. We'll come back right for our final segment right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Sharon Hunt.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Whether you're a baseball fan or not, most people have heard of the great Yankee catcher and manager Yogi Berra. He died this week at 90 years old. One of baseball's greatest catchers, a tremendous hitter, home runs, and went on to be a mainstay of 10 Yankee championship teams as a manager. He led both the Yankees and the New York Mets to World Series. Unbelievable guy. I've seen Yogi Berra on a number of occasions. One of the great thrills I have, great treats, is that every February I join some friends of mine. We go down to spring training down in Tampa, Florida. You can go down there, and I don't plan in advance for the teams. I just you can get a schedule off the Internet, and you know there's probably 12, 14 major league teams that have their spring training down there around the Tampa area, all within an hour or so of spring training, rather of Tampa. Bradenton, Florida is one place, and Jacksonville, all within that area. And so what you can do, you can base in one location and see a number of games. I usually stay at a small hotel about three blocks from where the Yankees training facility is in Tampa. And it's really a treat. I get up in the morning, I'll jog down, get a little coffee and a little breakfast in me, then I'll jog down to the Yankees training facility. They'll be out there training. You're right there on the fence. You can get all their stars come right over. Alex Rodriguez, all the rest of the stars will come over to you and visit with you there along the fence, take pictures. And it's not like going to the games when the regular season starts where you're, you know, 50 yards away and you can't get near the players and you just get that bird's eye view. Small stadium. Stadium's about 7,000-8,000. I think maybe Yankees Stadium is the biggest, about 10,000. So every seat in the house is a great seat. You really enjoy spring training. And amazing, I'll tell you, this is what gets me. I guess the Yankees, all major league teams carry about 8 or 9 pitchers on their roster. When you go down to spring training, I jogged up to the fence one day where the pitchers were throwing. I counted 64 pitchers. 64 pitchers all trying out to be a starter for the Yankees. If they weren't picked by the Yankees, they would be sent down to the farm teams, the AAA, the AA, the single A, to work their way back up. 65 pitchers, unbelievable. So it's a real treat to go down to spring training. And I always see Yogi Berra, waved at him. He always waves back. And what he's best known for is his yogiisms. his yogiisms, things that he just comes out of his mouth. You know, he's genuine, and he swears that he doesn't sit down and make these things up. But like I say, here's a few of the yogiisms. You can't think and hit at the same time. On a restaurant, he says, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. I like this one. A nickel ain't worth a dime anymore. On the 1973 Mets, we were the overwhelming underdogs. And then the one that most people know, most people repeat all the time. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. There's more of them here. I wrote a bunch of them down. I usually take a 2-hour nap from 1 to 4. What time is it? You mean now? On a spring training day. All right, you players, pair off in threes. Baseball is 90% mental. The other half is physical. Then he says, you can observe a lot by watching. On his team's diminishing pennant chances, it ain't over till it's over. And on his fractured syntax, he said, I really didn't say everything I said. And a final piece of advice, I always go to other people's funerals. Otherwise, they won't go to yours. That is Yogi Berra. What a classic. What a great baseball player and such a personality for not just for New York, but for the whole country. I never had a chance to talk to him, waved at him, and there in spring training on a number of occasions. I would have liked to have had that conversation. What an interesting guy. You know, every Sunday there's a troubling story in the New York Times. When I get up, I have my morning. I'm drinking tea right now. My throat's a little sore, so drink a little tea right now. But always a troubling story on the front of the New York Times. Today's Times talks about the money that flows with migrants, where if you go to certain towns in Turkey, that, you know, you go in the shopping malls and one whole store is nothing but life preservers, you know, and tires for you to make that journey to cross over and to try to get to Greece. And often they're saying they are cheap life preservers that often don't work. Money is flowing through a little community called Izmir, the third largest city in Turkey. It's a giant hub now for migrants, and it's a boon town for the locals. But there's this huge smuggling infrastructure, and they've got makeshift insurance offices, and they hold migrants' money covering, and then they have these cheap life vests, underground suppliers of rafts. Often they pop open during the voyage, so you can't trust that kind of stuff. I love Turkey. I've been to a number of small cities in Turkey. Last town in Turkey I went to was Ephesus, which if you go into Ephesus, I was there on a cruise and went into Ephesus, and you can take the tour where you go up to the top of it's Mount Nightingale is what it's called in English. There's a Turkish interpretation of it, but Mount Corcus. That's supposed to be the home of where the Mother Mary of Jesus Christ spent her final days. They have a shrine, a little chapel up that way, and I went there to Ephesus. So beautiful country, Turkey. But it's just such a tragedy what's happening right now with so many people trying to escape and the industry that goes up where people are making a lot of money on the backs of those who try to escape to get a better life for themselves. Immigrant problem could be the single biggest crisis we will face in this century, in this decade, and maybe in this century, with thousands upon thousands of people trying to escape Syria, trying to escape that part of the Middle East, coming into Europe. Europe can take so many folks. How many can they absorb, quite frankly? Their tax base can only absorb so many people. You want to help, but wouldn't it be better to help if all these European countries are being overwhelmed with migrants and it's a huge economic problem for them and a way to bring them into their culture, and they're having some problems with it. Why doesn't the UN and the European countries and the U.S. do more to try to settle the problems in the Middle East? I mean, is the solution just to let the whole Middle East evacuate and it'd be nothing but a war zone with ISIS and Syria, the Syrian government, and Russia coming in now, bringing in jet planes, and America getting more involved. Is this just going to be a massive fighting zone and everybody going to immigrate? Is that what you're going to have when Europe can't take these numbers? We can't in our country take these numbers. We've got a huge immigration problem facing us here. How do you deal with that? Seems like the logical thing to do is to try to bring peace to the region where massive amounts of migrants have lived all their lives and their families, and going back generation after generation has lived all their lives. Much more history there than there is in the United States. We're fairly new here in the United States. So isn't that the solution? And yet the United States is walking gingerly around the problem. We don't want to rock the boat with Russia. Russia is trying to get in a little bit more and back up Assad, the president of the United States. We want Assad gone. And the UN is just impotent. The UN sits on the sidelines and does virtually absolutely nothing. And we have allowed that to some degree by not bringing our European allies in to really demand that the UN meet much stronger and take the axe and finance whatever is necessary to make it much stronger. So, again, we solve the problem in the Middle East. We bring peace. We bring in some stability. And if you do that, you're not going to have not tens of thousands, but now hundreds of thousands of migrants coming in to that part of the country. So that I picked that up off the New York Times front page. Last week I remember reading about how the military analysts are saying that they're cooking the books. The military is cooking the books. They're painting way too much of a rosy picture as to what's happening over in Iraq. They're saying that we're standing toe-to-toe with ISIS when actually we're not. They want to send out the message, hey, hang in there. It's just like going back to Vietnam, how rosy it was. Oh, Lyndon Johnson was getting all these great facts and figures, and the thing was a massive disaster over there. That's what's happening in Iraq right now. They're cooking the books. You just can't trust. You can't trust any administration about shooting us straight about what's going on in these wars, and you and I are the losers in terms of that happening. Hey, Jim Brown's Common Sense Show. Go to my website, if you will. It's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my weekly email. It'll tell you who's on the show every week. You'll see my weekly column. Have some fun there, too. Again, that's jimbrownusa.com. Hey, be here same time, same station next week. Glad you're joining us. Have a great week, folks. I'll see you next week to get some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.